Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're joined on the WBEN Live Line by Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Council member, talking about this latest dispute between the mayor and the city comptroller. Mitch, thanks for being on with us this morning. The mayor, Chris Scanlon, threatening legal action against Barbara Miller Williams, the city's comptroller, if she doesn't issue bonds for projects by the end of this month. If you could help us understand what the root of this dispute is.
Yeah, so good morning, Brian. So yes, the city of Buffalo, the Common Council, last December, per our charter duties, passed and adopted a capital budget of $110 million. And where the main dispute is maybe a lack of understanding of what this means. So because we have to borrow on behalf of the Buffalo Public Schools, because we have a shared, you know, financial relationship. So with the comptroller not issuing these bonds and playing interference on the prerogative of the council, we now have projects like Middle Main Street, cars on Main, our cultural assets, a roof for Shays, a ton of infrastructure projects that you see in your everyday neighborhoods have come to a halt because the comptroller has not done her duty to go to the bond market. And yesterday I saw her per press conference, and I don't know where she's deriving her ability to not go to the bond market. So for folks listening, the mayor can propose a capital budget, the common council can cut, move, or add to that budget, and then we dispose of it. And so we can charge the charge card, and the comptroller is tasked to pick which charge card to use based on interest rates, economic factors, project readiness, and so forth. So that is her ability to help us to go to the bond market, but to not go to the bond market is not within her authority within the city charter. And so we have a ton of projects over $110 million that have come to a halt. And I think where the biggest confusion where I want to clean up is, so the Buffalo Public Schools, which is probably the major chunk of the capital budget, 98% of those projects are reimbursable by the state of New York, and the remainder 2% will be covered with cash on hand that the schools have. And then the other sections that lead to a higher capital budget are state and federal projects that reimburse the city for those projects. So we have to front the money to complete these projects, and then we're reimbursed by other layers of government to complete these projects.
Mitch, the city, no stranger to major projects being delayed for one reason or another, but how frustrating is it, or how disappointing is it as a lawmaker that this time it seems like it's just one person causing that delay rather than, say, the cost of construction materials or a plan for the spot of land falling through?
it's incredibly frustrating when, you know, our taxpayers pay money to see improvements every day in their neighborhoods and their cultural assets, their community centers, their roads, and to have one person play interference with all of these projects under, I don't know what dispute she has, because we've laid out these arguments pretty decent, you know, pretty well. I've been in meetings with the comptroller last year with the Buffalo Public Schools, and to then just hold up over $100 million worth of projects for reasons that don't necessarily make sense, and then trying to derive the power to do that in an advisory capacity within our own city laws is incredibly frustrating, and we're disappointing the taxpayers of the city of Buffalo.
Have you ever heard of this happening before, where the comptroller is basically standing in the way of projects being done?
I haven't. And so, you know, the when I went through the sections of the city charter of her abilities, the only word that is that stands out to me is to superintend. It's a verb. It means to oversee. That does not appear to me as a vehicle of lawfulness to withhold going to the bond market and completely, you know, inhibiting the prerogative of the legislative body and the executive branch. This is a great overreach, and this should really upset the taxpayers, because ultimately all of these projects are going to go up in cost with tariffs, with stagnation prices, and we have labor costs. I mean, all of these projects are going to end up costing more. So to be able to examine the readiness of all these projects is critical, and it's going to cost the taxpayers more because we haven't gone to the bond market now to complete these projects.
Mitch, do you think the city's financial situation, we knew that it was well documented, the deficit of the city, do you think that's sort of amplifying this problem a little bit more too? Would the comptroller's advice be taken maybe a little bit more, not seriously, but in a way maybe more concrete if the city hadn't been in the situation that it's in?
I don't. I think that that's just a scapegoat, because when the capital projects, in order to pay and off our capital debt, we're using reimbursable funds. So that self-imposed cap that the comptroller is referring to, dates back to former city comptroller Anthony Nanula, who based that on the city's time back 25 years ago on the ability to retire debt. But we're not going to be retiring more debt, because the main portion of all of these funds are reimbursable by the state of New York, and we're just the vehicle to borrow for Buffalo Public Schools. So in suburban areas, you know, you have to go, the payers, the taxpayers have to go vote on a school budget and then vote on capital expenses. You don't do that here in the city of Buffalo. The city of Buffalo, we collect over $140 million and we cut it in half and give it to the Buffalo Public Schools. So we have that responsibility to borrow right now for the Buffalo Public Schools. And it only costs taxpayers $800,000 to $900,000 to be able to go bond over $100 million of work that people want to see every single day in their neighborhoods. And this ultimately puts residents and now city students last.
Quickly, before we let you go, this deadline, August 29th, what's the word, the feeling around City Hall? Do you think it will come to legal action?
From what we've seen demonstrated where the comptroller is holding firm in that position, I think that you know, council members want to see our prerogative, upheld. And so by not doing the will of the legislative branch of the city of Buffalo is a big infraction. And so if the mayor has to go to court, which ultimately will be costing taxpayer dollars, for a judge to say, no, this is your chartered responsibility as a city comptroller, is a complete waste of taxpayer dollars. But if the mayor has to do that to define these lines so that this doesn't happen again and halt progress in our city, and everyone knows what their charter duties are, then that's going to have to happen.
Mitch, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time. Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.